The Triple M Rush Hour podcast, the whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all on Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
Round two, Thursday night football. We are live at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. St George Illawarra take on South Sydney MG.
This is unbelievable to be here live tonight. This ground has had so many incarnations, so many elite players. They went through a purple patch in the 50s and 60s, winning 11 competitions in a row, which will never be bettered. Basically, this ground we are sitting at tonight, Liam, is rugby league royalty.
And it's beautiful blue skies. The rain has cleared. The clouds have cleared. The weather gods are absolutely on our side for this game tonight. It's going to be a cracker. Obviously, the Rabbitohs coming off that great win. The Dragons desperately needing one. Yourself, Maroon, and Wendell Saylor will break down tonight's game from 7 o'clock in NRL primetime. We've got you covered from now all the way through to kickoff. And I know it's only round two, but I've seen a performance so average that something needs to be done about it. So we're going to have an intervention in about 20 minutes, MG. Okay.
I don't know what you're on about, mate.
All right. But first...
Did you have a mini-stroke then?
But I did. But first, expansion. It's the topic on everyone's mind, but will it come at the cost of a Sydney team having to relocate? Which clubs might end up somewhere else? We'll tell you next. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, Thursday night footy.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Move or fold, that is the possible future facing Sydney's NRL clubs. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
MG, we welcome in to discuss this expansion subject, Brent Reed from the Australian, Triple M NRL, the best newsbreaker in the business. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Reedy.
Reedy, the story came out late yesterday that the NRL... has a clause within their licensing agreement that could allow them to basically force Sydney clubs to move.
This is going to be a new licensing agreement, Liam. It's not the current one. So they've got to negotiate that.
This is why
that.
We bring you in.
Yeah, they've got to negotiate that. But as part of that that agreement, there'll be strict measures or clauses around finances. And if clubs are in distress, the NRL could move them.
So as it stands at the moment, the NRL does not have the power to move these clubs.
Well, they can be bailed out, can't they? But I'd say under the new system, potentially you can't come and bail them out. The NRL can just say, get up and go.
It seems to be they're making rules up on the run. They've got this at the moment. They've made up the no-fault stand-down rule on the run. I think they've got to take a chill pill. I mean, I don't know. I'm questioning the timing, Reedy, of even talking about expansion. I'm putting my hand up. I'm all for it. I think inevitably, if we want to be a national rugby league team, we've got to have national teams. Otherwise, just call ourselves, the East Coast League, if that's the case. Okay. I think we've just come off the worst off season in a long, long time. Finally, the footy's back. Finally, last week we all rejoiced. Even in wet conditions, we went, the footy's back. The referees put their whistles in their pockets. One week in, we're talking about teams maybe getting booted out of the club. Like, come on, talk up the game. How many guys are nervous at this minute? How many CEOs?
Those agreements that they're about to start negotiations have gone, start again, the negotiations on. They were going to happen a year ago. They got put on hold. And basically the NRL is going to give every club a lifetime license. You're in the competition forever. So if
you get a car. You get a car.
If they're going to do that, they need to have really strict rules around terminating licenses because if you're going to give a license forever, you need to be able to intervene if a club's in trouble. So that's where this is coming from.
Okay.
The relocation / expansion thing, well, that's something that, I think obviously the TV deal runs out at the end of 2022. Talks over that normally begin 2 years out, basically.
Yep.
So they need to be in position at potentially the end of this year to start getting things lined up because the next year they might start talking about the next television deal.
Why not wait 6 weeks?
They need to know if they're going to expand or not.
Okay. So MG, you're frustrated about the timing of it, but the reality is, Reedy, that Todd Greenberg and the media that he's been doing, he seems to be warming up all the people involved with the game that expansion's coming, whether it's soon or in 10 years, expansion's coming, and they seem to be...
I don't think it's going to be 10 years.
They seem to be starting to explore the possibilities of how expansion looks. As a man who's been covering the game for 20 years, in your mind, what does your gut say about when... and where expansion occurs for the NRL?
Well, the issue is I don't think they'll go to 18 teams. I don't think the broadcasters want it. I just don't think it will happen. I don't think they think there's enough players there. The quality of games will be good enough. And you know what? There's no obvious time slot. Where are you going to play an additional game? Unless you play it maybe Sunday at 6 p.m., but I don't think there's a real appetite for that. So I don't think they'll go to 18 teams because ultimately the broadcasters will decide, because if they don't throw more money in, you can't add two more teams. So it'll stay at 16. The issue they've got is relocation, trying to get a team to move, because everyone wants a team in Brisbane, a second team in Brisbane. The broadcasters want a second team in Brisbane. The NRL want a second team in Brisbane. The commission want a second team in Brisbane.
Wayne even Bennett the Broncos now
saying, well, Wayne would say that because he's not there anymore. But even the Broncos now are saying we can cop a second team in Brisbane. Every Sydney club wants a second team in Brisbane. The issue is you need to relocate a team.
Now, the first place we'll get it will be Perth.
Well, the issue there, MG, is I think it's a broadcasting thing, because I think the broadcasters would tell you that maybe going to Perth, it costs a lot of money, production costs, to televise games out of Perth, and you don't necessarily get the ratings to justify that move.
Mm. All right. Well, look, 133353. We want the fans to get involved. If one team is forced to relocate, we're going to open up an NRL-style Shark Tank here, MG.
Okay.
Fans of the club.
Shark Tank.
Not just the Sharks.
It could be
the Bulldogs.
They've got a grant there, sweet.
Bunnies fans, Bulldogs fans, Sharks fans, Sydney teams. Make us the pitch why your team cannot relocate. 133353. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9. Triple M. We're live at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. Thursday night footy of the Dragons taking on the Bunnies.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Is Sydney too small for 9 NRL teams? This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And if you want it all, you can have it all on Foxtel. It's your team every round, live and ad break free during play. Call Foxtel on 131787 or search Foxtel MG. We just spoke to Brent Reed about expansion.
Yes.
So let's do this.
The Triple M NRL Shark Tank.
We are inviting people to call up on 133353 and pitch the reasons that their team should not be the Sydney team that is forced to relocate if the NRL expands the competition.
And first off the first cab off the rank is Yanni from the Shire. G'day, Yanni.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, mate. Who's your team?
The Doggies.
Okay, so tell us why they should not go.
Well, I'm sort of the opinion that if they were to go, I would actually be quite understanding. Whether it's them or any of the other teams, I understand that if they're going to move to Perth, it sort of follows with a line with the A-League that has Perth, a West Coast team, and then you've got AFL that's got two teams on the West Coast, and they're covering a broader spectrum of audience to follow, which enables the game to grow as well.
Yeah, that's a nice thought.
That is not the rational.
No,
I was expecting.
Oh, that's a positive outlook.
I don't think Yanni's a real Bulldog supporter. I think he might have he might have snuck in under the guise of Bulldog supporter.
The Bulldogs, they're financially sound. You know, they're obviously going through a bit of salary cap dramas at the moment. And once the administration at some clubs pick their game up, I really can't see a Sydney club that would relocate.
All right, Ray in Hornsby, who's your team?
Parramatta, boys. It's Pricey. How are you?
Hello, Pricey.
G'day, Ray. All right, Pricey, make the pitch for the reason Parramatta cannot move.
Well, it's quite simple. We have a brand new stadium that has never been played at. At least give us a chance to play at our new home ground.
Bloody oath.
Yep. That's a pretty good pitch.
And you know what? If I was looking at clubs relocating, I'd go through some criteria. And Parramatta would tick most of the boxes, and so would the Bulldogs. It's, you know, look, junior and junior participation would be one of them. Elise Club backing would be another. Memberships, annual profits.
Yep. All right. Well, let's see. John in Blacktown, who's your team?
Mate, I'd go for Parra, but I thought we could solve the problem. Why don't we just shift Manly to Tasmania?
Ah, Johnny. Yeah, so give me a good laugh.
I'm a true Parra fan.
I know, mate.
I'll tell you what.
Come on.
You know, you need Manly. Parramatta need Manly in the comp. You two have the best ding-dong battles in history. Give Johnny a T-shirt, please, Charlie.
We've got Penrith now.
All right, Johnny, you're going to stay random Sydney T heading your way. I tell you what, MG,
that would give
the AFL the all-time irrits, because there is a huge swell of thinking that the AFL needs a team in Tassie. Now, if the NRL snuck in and set up a team down there, that would really upset them. All right, MG, look, we've had lots of callers call through and pitch the reason their team should stay.
Yep.
If you had to move a team from Sydney to relocate, to expand the NRL, where would you move? Who would you move, and where would you move it?
No, I wouldn't move any at the moment. I can't think of a team, and this is how I look at it. I can't look at a team in Sydney at the moment out of the 9 teams who I can definitely say won't win a competition within 5 years.
Really?
I cannot say that.
Okay.
And that's on my hand on my heart. That's, if I could pick a team that wouldn't win the team the comp and all this, look, you've got to be, you know, attendance within the area and stadium ownership and facilities comfort comes into play. There's definitely got to be a criteria. So they mentioned the word criteria, which worries me as well. But what's that criteria going to be? But At the moment, I can't find a club in Sydney that I would rely on. Maybe the Titans.
Okay.
Oh, that's your team, isn't it?
I was going to suggest Penrith, but that's just me. Hey, this is the Rush Hour with MG. We are live at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium ahead of Thursday night footy between the Dragons and the Bunnies. Coming up next, I've got an NRL intervention. I've seen some form that is that bad. Something needs to be done about it. It's coming up next. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
And Liam Flanagan here. We are live at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. Round 2 action Thursday night football. The Dragons taking on the Bunnies and the South Sydney players out on the field, MG.
You know what? But they shouldn't be. We should be watching another game. We should be watching under-20s or Interest Cup. For the life of me, I know we're talking about expansion after one round, Mr. Beattie and Mr. Greenberg. But how about having three grades at one ground?
It would be amazing to be sitting here right now.
Oh, that's how we want it.
With a game going on the crowd filing in this is playing.
We could have had under-20s here today at 3:30. We could have had reserve grade at 5:30, then first grade.
Instead, we're watching Jonathan Sutton and Sam Burgess throw the ball gridiron style between them. But that's all right, MG.
No, it's not.
Well, speaking of great grounds, you and I and the show, we are heading out to Bankwest Stadium.
We are.
For a behind-the-scenes tour. And you can be a part of it. 133353. If you want to join us on this sneak peek behind the curtain tour of the new Bankwest Stadium, we're going to do our show live out there as well. Give us a call now. 133353. And if you miss out, thanks to Bankwest Stadium, you can still get free tickets to the Bankwest Stadium Community Open Day at tickertech.com.au. All right. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M up next. It's intervention time.
What, for me? Or what?
It is for you.
Huh?
I'll explain it next.
Oh, mate.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are live ahead of Thursday night football here in Kogarah. The Dragons taking on the Bunnies. NRL primetime from 7 o'clock with Wendell Saylor, MG yourself. And this man who's joined us in the box a little bit earlier, I've asked him to come in, Anthony Maroon. G'day, Maroon.
Liam, how are you, brother?
I'm well.
I'm glad you asked me to come in. MJ, I've got to tell you something. You'll love this.
Yes.
This is totally unrelated to radio. I had my second grandchild today.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
And it was a little girl.
Oh, wow.
And guess what the name is?
What?
Kennedy. How about that?
You're paying royalties to the Guy family for the name?
My wife said, oh, MG's got a Kennedy.
Yes.
I said, yes.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well done.
Congratulations. Yeah. Well, now I feel especially bad for what I'm about to do to Mark Guy.
Right.
Now, I know it's only round two, and we're meant to give people plenty of time, Maroon, to, you know, find their stride, but I've got some audio I need to play with you. Now, play for you.
Yeah.
First up, this is Mark Geyer, mid-interview with supercar champion Scott McLaughlin.
It's not much of a turnaround, but it's enough to get you relax the juices a bit and get the throttle back on the accelerator, as they say. What are you looking forward to most this season? I thought we'd cut that out, that you bastards.
Throttle back on the accelerator. not a car term, about, is it, Maroon? Well, you're a car man,
yeah,
aren't you?
No, okay. It's definitely, but relax the juices. I haven't heard that one either.
that's him when he's interviewing people.
That's how we say it in Penrith. Mm-hmm.
That's how he is when he's interviewing people. Now, we also give away prizes on this show, and this is how he went doing that.
In that grand final in 2004... Who did Steve Price give his ring to?
Steve Price didn't play in the grand final. JT did, and he gave it to Steve Price.
There we go.
So he's getting questions wrong, Steve Price. Okay. And now, last Thursday, on air with you, it's now invading his commentary.
Let's have a look at it again on the Coates Hire replay.
Ah, it's fine, man.
Yeah, better be short than sorry, bud. Yeah.
Yep.
Sure or sorry.
What did I say?
Yeah, you said it right.
Better be short than sorry, yeah.
Now, I've brought you in, Maroon, because as a man who's a couple of years older than MG, you went to radio school.
I did, yeah.
He needs some help. I need you in as a consultant. Just sharpen him up.
Oh, but see, the thing is, though, Liam, you got to he's kind of famous for it, though, isn't he? Like, last year, instead of saying the reincarnation of some footballer, he said the new carnation, which is beautiful.
I was going to say that today.
Well, yeah.
Because I said at the opening of the show today, I said this ground's had many, I was going to say many carnations, but they said, you know, that's a flower. Many incarnations.
But so what? The other thing, what I've done here, now, Maroon, you're famous for your warm-ups, yes, pre-game to get
top
make
of the sure. Top the tip of the tongue.
Oh, yes.
Can you just have a crack at the top one for us that I've written down here?
Okay. A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer.
Now, MG, do you want to have a crack?
The next one or that one?
No, the first one.
A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer.
Just try one more for us, Maroon. Show us how the second one should be said.
A skunk sat on a stump. The skunk thought the stump stunk. Uh-huh. The stump thought the skunk stunk.
MG?
A skunk sat on a stump. The skunk thought the stump stunk. The stump thought the skunk stunk.
All right. Wow. That wasn't half bad. All I'm saying is, Maroon, just if you want to charge some consultancy fees to the big fella.
No, I think he's got to stay. That's how we love him. That's why he's MG. A person said to me once at the Gemmo Hotel in Penrith, MG is the expletive best broadcaster on Sydney radio. I said, I still agree with that.
Man of the people, mate.
All right, this is the Rush Hour with that man, MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're live ahead of Thursday night footy. The Dragons taking on the Bunnies, and Wendell Saylor will be joining us very, very shortly for a bit of rapid fire footy.
Nice cover.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
When should the Panthers panic? This is the Rush Hour with MG. We are live at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium ahead of Thursday night footy between the Dragons and the Bunnies, your call team, all the way through to kickoff. We've got Anthony Maroon, Wendell Saylor jumping in next for NRL primetime with yourself, MG. But I want to talk about your Panthers.
Yes, let's talk.
The overwhelming response to their round one loss was that they lacked enthusiasm in that defeat. The Eels jumped them and got the chocolates. That's the team that won the Wooden Spoon last year. And we have some fun with the idea of overreacting after one round of footy, but seriously, as a Panthers man, when do you start to get concerned about this season?
Well, let me first say, I think they played like a team in both games against Parramatta that they had something hanging over their head. And obviously that issue hanging over their head has been made transparent.
Mm.
Well, they can forget about blaming that from this day forward because they've got Newcastle away, which is an enormous task after the way they played in their first round. Then they've got a home game, which should have been against Melbourne, but it's going to be in Bathurst, a neutral ground. Then they've got Tigers at home, which I think they'll win. Then they've got Titans away. So realistically, Liam, to answer your question, I think if they go 0-3, they're in trouble, early trouble, and you don't want to be 0-3. I think they've got to win at least one of the games against Newcastle, which is away this weekend, or Melbourne in Bathurst to regain some momentum from that first round, because it was like they lost 4 points from that home loss. When you get beaten like that against a team who came last year, it does a lot to the ego. And I think Penrith played like they thought they'd go through the motions, and you know, they beat us 20-0 in the trial, but we're better than that now. They weren't, and there's not cause for concern. But there's a touch of worry if they get beat the first three games, obviously.
Probably did something to the ego of the fans as well, obviously, with the incumbent New South Wales halves. And, you know, a lot of excitement. You know, Josh Mansour back at full fitness. Obviously, Billy Kickow being out injured is probably... People have probably underestimated just how significant that is and how good he is for that Panthers side.
So much of what happened last year for Penrith that was good came from their left-hand edge with Billy Kickow. Yeah, just him not being in the warm-up and looking, you know, the 6'4" back rower who's 115 kilograms, when that goes missing, that's big. And that's why tonight Dragons will miss Frizzell as well. When that player who's got the presence is missing, you feel it.
Mm. And our thoughts are with Tyson Frizzell after he's recovering from that operation with the ruptured testicle, which is...
He's in the back of the box!
Yeah, eye-watering stuff. So, okay, you're saying that if the Panthers get to 0-3, cause for concern... MG, I tell you what, if they get to 0-4, round 5 is my Titans against your Panthers. We might have to put something on that. A non-monetary bet, because you get paid a lot more than I do.
Are you ready for a tattoo, are you? Your first tattoo. Wow, the big Panther on the back.
I'll tell you what, at Rush Hour Triple M, why don't we let the Rush Hour family decide what the bet should be?
What, tonight?
No, that round 5 game.
Yeah, of course. Let the audience decides everything. They decide whether we have a job or not.
Yeah, I know. If they get, they stop listening.
And by the way, thank you.
Yeah. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Big Dell joins us in the box. Going to throw some rapid-fire footy questions at you.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. We are live at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. Thursday night footy NRL primetime is just around the corner with Anthony Maroon, Wendell Saylor and MG. And Big Del joins us in the box. Good evening, Del.
Good evening, mate. Great to have me here.
Delicious.
You are yes. you are a king among men out here, aren't you?
Oh, they love me here. I did some good things here for the Dragons. When I retired, they won a premiership, so that's great.
The only thing missing is your crown. As you walk through the people, they just part and they just all bow.
He puts that on the Instagram filter,
but,
mate.
You know what's funny is I've been around like a few different functions and that, and even with my young bloke in the room and sort of you don't mind, but. You know, it's funny because it's the changing of the guard now because I'm sort of, you know, moving on a bit. But it's good. I'm happy for my young bloke.
Speaking of your young bloke, we'll get this up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M. There is a video from him last weekend showing, I guess, Wendell-esque speed.
Oh, I think he's quicker than me. And look, you know, I don't mind taking credit, but I reckon my wife was a better athlete than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she played Queensland basketball, Queensland touch. She made Australian sides when she was younger, and she went to uni. So everything that he's probably doing at the moment is what probably, you know, obviously comes from both of us. But I think more so, I don't think I was ever that quick. And people go, oh, mate, I think he's quicker than you. I go, he's not just quicker than me, he's more skillful than me and more sensible than me. So, yeah.
That last one's very important. Yeah, young Tristan Saylor, keep an eye. We'll get that footage up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M. But let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
Triple M Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
All right, gentlemen, I've got some questions. Answer them as quick as you can. Here we go. When does Mary McGregor absolutely have to have his first win by?
Oh, I think by round 5. They've got a hard draw. I think they've got Brisbane next week. Obviously, South tonight, who have, you know, been one of their bogey teams. They've had a few injuries and a few suspensions. But by round 5, and you know what? That's the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs have got the wood on the Dragons. So, yeah.
I've got to say tonight they've, like, it's not, if they lose, it's not panic station, but I think they take a lot of pressure off they beat the Rabbitohs tonight.
What matchup are you most looking forward to in tonight's game?
Laffey v. Inglis.
I think Tarek Sims and Sam Burgess.
Ooh.
Yeah, two edge back rowers. Just, they're going toe to toe. They're passionate. They're fired up. I don't know if they're both on the same side, but they'll be going toe to toe.
How good would it be to see another? Remember Tarek Sims v. Conrad Hurrell from last season?
Yeah, that's.
If we got another one of those tonight.
But that's what you want. That's what it's about. It's gladiatorial, and that's why everyone gets excited. Look at everyone coming into the ground right now.
Mm.
Filing in.
MG, did you have an opponent like that who you'd picked out and you said, boys, let's go at one another all night?
Oh, I had a few. Yeah.
Did any of them ever agree to that?
No, I didn't agree to a couple of them either.
But I've got to tell you, I think I've told the story before. MG was over at the Western Reds, and everyone knew MG was still still an absolute weapon. And Shane Webke was only a young bloke. And, you know, they said, what are we going to do, guys? Mate, I want to take Mark Guyer on. You know, I can't wait. Yeah. This isn't a trial. Anyway, he's going straight up MG. MG's buckled him. All of a sudden, Shane Webke's getting carried off. How did that work out for you, Webby? We're all getting into him, me and the boys.
Wish I had half his career.
Gentlemen, if you were given a statue, what pose would you be captured in and where would the statue live?
I'd be like the thinker, the nude thinker.
Yeah.
And it'd be up on probably the fourth sister up on Katoomba. I joined the three sisters.
Jeez.
Wow.
I'll be the odd one out.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think for me, everyone knows my quads have been very powerful. So just me lifting up my shorts, just looking at them, like, they've never let me down, my quads. And just as you go into Serena, because Serena's had Shearer, Martin Ballard, Cherry Evans, but, you know, Big Dell put that place on the map. And Kevin Campion.
Oh, we need to start a crowdfunding, whatever that is, to get both these statues made, I think. All right, which player will catch Brad Fittler's attention this weekend? Oh, rather, MG, you can do that one.
Yeah, MG.
And you can do for Kevvy Walters, please,
Bill. Okay, look, I think the way he started, either half from the Rabbitohs, Walker or Reynolds, they played last week against the benchmark, the Roosters, ultra impressive. They continue that tonight, and Brad Fittler is here with his duties for Channel 9. He'll be watching before we know it, Origin's on us. So all of a sudden pressure starts to mount on the incumbents.
Yeah, what about Kevvy Walters?
Oh, look, I think he's still a bit of time away, but I liked what I saw last week from Brodie Croft. He just seems to have matured a bit since last year because he was in and out. There's not that pressure of Riley Jacks on him, but I think Kevin would be looking at him, not so much for Origin this year, but I just think you can just see maturity and him with Munster at the moment.
All right, and all
just
this stuff.
Just quickly on that kid, Brodie Croft.
Yeah.
What a game. He didn't overplay his hand once.
No.
He just did enough to do
what
the team had wanted from him.
Yeah.
And that's Melbourne.
And even though there was that kick that went behind, and it just reminded me so much of Cooper Cronk.
Yep.
All right, this is the one the sub ended his wait for. What is tomorrow's headline? Start us off, Del.
Oh, look, mate, I'm going to go with Duff the Magic Dragon.
Oh,
you know, because they need,
change,
yeah, they need Matt Dufty. They need him if they're going to win, because I think Widdop's okay, but he's just solid.
All right, MG.
I think South might prevail, and I think this young bloke might get me in the match. So I'm going to say Cody walking on sunshine.
Very good. We have got to go. Triple M NRL prime time up next. You two are staying here. Anthony Maroon is jumping in. MG, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's Del.
Yeah.
He's Liam.
Yeah.
I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.